If the expression, we are what we eat, is true, I wonder how that applies to what we throw away. With that in mind, soon there will be a lot less waste found in New York City's landfills thanks to the first ever Food Waste Challenge, which Mayor Bloomberg announced just yesterday. With me now to discuss what that means and the role restaurants will play is Elizabeth Balkin, Senior Policy Advisor to the Mayor's Office of Long-Term Planning and Sustainability. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How much waste does New York City typically have per day?
As a city, we generate roughly 20,000 tons of waste per day.
Is that typical of a city of our size?
It's not atypical, but New York is more dense than most other cities in the U.S.
And how much of that is food waste?
Well, about half of the 20,000 tons is residential waste, and half of it is commercial waste. But on both sides, about a third of that is food waste.
So restaurant waste represents, what, one-sixth of... my math is so bad, but something like that, right?
Right. Restaurants and food service, other food service businesses, generate over 70% of our city's commercial food waste.
And we send that mostly to landfills and incinerators?
We do. As a city, we have a clear idea of where our waste lands up on the residential side. On the commercial side, we're not entirely sure, which, one of the purposes of the challenge is to better understand the commercial waste stream.
Now, when we talk about waste, we're talking about meat products and vegetable products. You want to compost vegetable products, but you don't want to compost meat products, do you?
That's correct. Not everything.
So we're going to have a recycling program here as well?
Well, I don't know if we're going to recycle our meat bones quite yet. Maybe there'll be some purpose for them down the line. But there is still a huge amount of food waste that can be composted. And that's what we're hoping to capture.
Not dairy either, but just it's usually vegetable.
It depends on the end facility where the waste ends up. Some processing facilities can take a waste stream of organic material that can take paper and a much greater variety of things.
So what's the ultimate goal of the Food Waste Challenge?
Well, we have two major goals. The first is to reduce the environmental impact of New York's food waste. And the second is to raise public awareness about the value of food waste.
And have you been signing up restaurants?
We've been signing up a ton. I'm really thrilled that we have over 150 restaurants signed on so far. They come from both the city's finest group of restaurants, including La Bernardin and the Batali Group. And we also have a lot of on-the-go favorites, such as Pret a Manger and Jamba Juice.
Now that's because, in my experience, most people in the food industry are really concerned about the environment. I'm sure there are some who couldn't care less, but this is something that gets a lot of chefs especially excited.
I think they're very excited, and I think New York consumers are increasingly concerned not only with where their food comes from, but where it ends up.
Hasn't the city already developed some organic waste programs in the public schools?
We do. On the residential side, we have a program right now in New York City schools. That pilot is currently covering 68 schools in Brooklyn and Manhattan. So far, we've collected over 400 tons of food waste just this year. And in the short time that we've had that pilot program, we've more than doubled the diversion rate.
Are you just creating a giant compost heap?
Well, no, the material that the city collects is taken to city infrastructure. Some of our wastewater treatment plants will be processing it, and we also have compost facilities in the city that will take the residential organic waste.
Will that have an effect on greenhouse gas emissions?
You know, it comes down to the manner in which the organic material is processed. If it's processed in an anaerobic facility, such as a wastewater treatment plant, it will lower the greenhouse gas emissions. In a composting facility, which is exposed to the air, there may or may not be a benefit there. But we do have a goal as a city to divert 75% of our waste from landfill by 2030. So in addition to the greenhouse gas emissions goals that we've set for ourselves, we also have to get the waste out of landfill, and that's what this program is helping us work towards.
Who'll be collecting it?
The participating restaurants will contract with private haulers that offer this service, and they will be the ones collecting it and taking it to a facility.
Because they already deal with private haulers.
That's
for the
correct.
Rest of their garbage. How does New York compare as a green city with some of the other cities that have instituted programs like this?
Well, only 4 years after Plan YC, that's our city's sustainability blueprint, was announced, a study by The Economist, a Green City Index, ranked New York City number 2 overall as a green city.
Wow.
But in the area of waste, we ranked number 16. Mm.
So
we know
cities
we have
like
progress.
Portland, mostly the northwestern cities, have been way ahead of us.
They ranked higher in the study. That's correct.
Seattle, San Francisco, cities like that.
Yes.
Do you think this is a political thing, or is this a matter of a consciousness of the public?
Well, I think anyone who's been in New York for a while knows that we have a somewhat unusual commercial waste sector with a very interesting history. That's one thing we have to overcome. And
you mean the mob used to be involved?
That's correct, yes. Oh. So, but, you know, that's by and large been addressed, and we're marching forward to improve the commercial waste sector in many ways.
Does everybody who has a restaurant know about this? If somebody's listening right now and saying, gee, I didn't know this was happening and I'd like to be part of it, is there some place they can contact you?
Yes, they should definitely look at our Plan YC website. That email address, the website is www.nyc.gov/planyc to learn more.
And, okay, so we've come up with something that's equivalent of composting. And what's going to happen with that stuff after it's composted? Is this going to be made available to farmers?
Well, we hope that it will be made available to farmers. Some of the food that is grown to supply New York restaurants, we hope it will contribute to that. We also have new city agricultural land being put aside for community gardens where there will be composting projects as well. So we hope that in time we can close the loop and get some of that food waste back into our city gardens and back into the farms upstate that grow the food that we eat.
Elizabeth Balkin is Senior Policy Advisor for New York City Mayor's Office of Long-Term Planning and Sustainability. And we've been talking about restaurants dealing with the food waste challenge. And, of course, we hoping somewhere down the line that the rest of us can get involved, too.
Yes, I hope more restaurants participate and that we can all do more. We know that if only about 1,000 restaurants that generate food waste were to participate, we could get close to 15% of the commercial food waste out of landfill. So every individual restaurant, even though we have over 20,000 in this city, every individual restaurant and consumer can play a role.
Thank you so much for being on our show, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me.